Good morning. The time is 11:32. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Jude, reporting live in the KVPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
Looks like there's no major damage or injuries reported on the Oregon coast overnight, where a tsunami advisory remains in effect this morning. One of the world's biggest earthquakes ever, a magnitude 8.8 struck yesterday afternoon on the other side of the Pacific Ocean near Russia. Waves several feet tall have caused minor flooding in places like Hawaii and on the west coast in California. The entire state of Hawaii, which was on high alert last night, seems to be okay. Oprah Winfrey actually opened her private road in Maui to help people evacuate in the area. Thank you, Oprah Winfrey. Thank you. The National Weather Service in Portland says that the tsunami advisory will remain in effect until further notice. People on the coast have asked to stay off the beach and avoid harbors and marinas for now. We'll keep you updated on this story throughout the morning on KBPS. I guess we already have, because the show's about to end at 12, though. You know. Well, we'll see what else happens.
That tsunami advisory warning actually is no longer in effect.
Wow.
But we still highly recommend that you use caution and stay safe.
Construction is starting at Southeast 73rd and Foster Road as 64 new affordable housing units are being prepared. According to KGW, the new development in the Foster Powell area will have social services for people who have experienced houselessness, such as medical assistance. There will also be a communal food pantry. According to Margaret Salazar, CEO of Reach Community Development, quote, "Our goal isn't just to move people in and get folks housed," she said, "but to keep them stable and keep them housed," end quote. The construction is scheduled to be finished around late 2026.
That'll be great for the community, but it looks like the largest community credit union in the state are opening a brand new branch in Hillsborough. From the Hillsborough Times, OnPoint Community Credit Union has announced plans to open an all-new branch at Reed's Crossing Town Center in Hillsborough. This will be the credit union's third branch in Hillsborough and the 58th overall. To celebrate, OnPoint is hosting a community event on Saturday, September 20th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., where you can see the new space and meet all the new branch team. OnPoint is also contributing a generous $5,000 donation to the Portland Opportunities Industrialization Center, a group who supports underserved communities in the Portland metro area with education services, job opportunities, family outreach, and more. Charles Mangio, program manager at POIC, says, quote, "We are incredibly grateful to OnPoint for this donation and their partnership. These funds will be crucial in ensuring that our programs can empower more people to succeed," end quote. The OnPoint branch at Reed's Crossing Town Center is set to open Friday, August 8th at 7833 Southeast Blanton Street.
President Donald Trump has announced a 25% tariff on India, including an additional tax import due to India's purchasing of Russian oil. From AP, Trump said this morning on Truth Social that a 25% tariff on Indian goods is imminent, while instating an additional tax on the country, saying that its purchasing of Russian oil is extending the war in Ukraine. AP News also says that Trump will add another penalty starting Friday as the administration launches revised tariffs on goods Americans buy from multiple countries.
This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Jude. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with your weather after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. When it comes to education and training beyond high school, there are several approaches you can take. You can enroll in a four-year college or university, or go to a two-year community college, or you may choose a private career school. Private career schools offer training that lasts from 1 day to 2 years and teach classes in many occupations such as cosmetology, truck driving, or tax preparation. If you're thinking about a private career school, here are some steps to take to ensure you made the right choice. First, visit the school. If possible, try visiting more than one. Check out the differences. 2. Determine total cost. Find out the total program cost. Most schools charge an enrollment fee, tuition, books, and supplies. 3. Talk with other students of the school. Ask them their opinion. And 4. Talk with employers. Ask them if they've hired any graduates from the school you're considering. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon.
It's the geometry teacher who mans the ticket window.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen and store managers who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the graduate who listens to the league championship game on the internet.
It's the parent who sells ads in the school athletic program.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
It's the trainers, equipment managers, and ball boys who never miss a practice.
What makes high school sports in Oregon so special?
They do.
You do.
We all do.
High school sports. It's the we that every community needs. This message presented by the Oregon School Activities Association and the Oregon Athletic Directors Association.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high of 90 degrees. Tonight we'll have increasing clouds with an overnight low of 62. Tomorrow you have a chance of showers and a high of 80 degrees. Currently, it is cloudy and 72 degrees in the Rose City. And for those of you on the coast, that tsunami warning is no longer in effect, but it's still important to be cautious.